Well, they call them a shed, or a little outbuilding, mm-hmm. or a barn. Tool house.
All right. How is this house heated? I see you have a fireplace, but...
Well, this house is heated with a central unit, air conditioned, electrical central unit, mm-hmm. which is heated by electricity, not gas, mm-hmm. air conditioned. The fireplace, we could put a fireplace in, but we've got a gas log. It's a little more easier to light, and you still get the fireplace effect.
Uh-huh. Do you have a name for the kind of house that has three rooms just in a straight line? Little house?
It's called a shotgun house.
And do you have a name for the kind of house that might have just two rooms and then a hallway in between that might be open with a roof over it?
Oh, you've got a breezeway between that's an old type house, real old.
Yeah.
I've only seen one.
And they more or less sit in the little breezeway and use it as a living room or more or less a front porch. So that was a little breezeway between. I've only seen one house like that in my lifetime, and the people was one of the first settlers that ever hit this part of the country, and. It stayed into existence, and people actually lived in it up until 1935. Maybe later. Then it was torn down.
Did you have a name for it, that kind of house?
No, I didn't have any name. I don't know what they called it.
Some people call it a dog trot house. Did you ever hear that?
No, I never heard that.
And then they'd call the breezeway the dog trot because the dog would trot.
No.
Did you ever see a house that had just a long entry hall and then one room at a 90-degree angle?
A house that had a long entry hall. Mm-hmm. Well, in a room off at 90-degree angle. Was this a residence?
Or? I think so. I've never seen one of these.
No, I've never seen it.
Do you have any names for just little houses of special designs?
No, well, a small house. Some houses are small.
How about house
that you call a camp house? Mm-hmm. Some people have houses on the lakes and the waterfronts. They call them their camp house.
Mm-hmm.
Small houses.
How about houses that are so close together that they share the same wall?
Well, that would be an apartment house.
Okay.
It's not houses, it's just one big apartment building.
All right.
And one wall would be dividing mm-hmm. two rooms, mm-hmm. or two apartments.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for the kind of apartment that the person actually buys?
That's a condominium.
Yeah. Ever hear it called just a condo?
That's probably a slang word for it. I'm sure I've heard it one time or the other.
Okay. Do you have a name for an apartment that occupies a whole level of a building?
Apartment that occupies a whole level. And you're talking about an apartment house now, where people reside here.
And then one apartment, each level is a different apartment.
Well, you could call that...
No, I don't know. Well, I really don't understand your question.
I don't know if we have them in this part of the country. It's not...
Well, you have you could call that a lower apartment that's on the lower floor or the upper floor, the second floor.
If you said a flat, would that mean anything to you?
A flat? No, that's just an apartment.
Okay.
It could be... Anyway, it could be on any floor.
They use that term in Chicago for it. I don't know if they
use it here. They don't use it here, but flat is it's a slang word for where you live.
Mm-hmm.
That's his flat, you know.
What do you call the man that does the minor repairs in an apartment?
Well, it'd be a maintenance man.
Okay. What do you call the man that shows the empty apartments and collects the rent and that kind of thing?
He'd be the man of the apartment.
All right. Then what do you mow your lawn with?
A lawnmower.
What about the kind that doesn't have any power and you just push it?
It's still a lawnmower.
How about the kind that does have power?
Fire mower.
And suppose you ride it?
It's a riding mower.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of...
Bush hog, and tractor.
Okay. You're getting a little too big for me here. The kind of thing that you might plow up a garden with and elect power-driven thing.
Well, that would be a tractor, and you have a different type of plow. You have a flat, what you call an old flat-bottom plow. You have a different plow.
Are those power-driven? Or?
box.
Well, no, you can pull it by mule. Mm-hmm. Old mule can pull it.
Are there any other types of plows? I'd ask about plows.
Well, they have all. I'm not that too familiar with farming. My mom, what you call a city farmer.
Mm-hmm.
They have discs. They have a disc, a bog disc. That they'll plow to a certain extent.
Would you ever call it a harrow?
Yeah, a harrow is, well, I don't know.